Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Down east in North Carolina might not mean what you think it means. If you, like many politicians, reporters, and TV announcers, think it just describes all of North Carolina east of I-95. No! Listen to Larry Early, author of the Workboats of Course Sound, Stories and Photographs of a Changing World. Early learned while photographing those workboats down east that down east North Carolina refers specifically to, quote, the wet peninsula lying east of Beaufort in coastal Carteret County, with its broad skies, extravagant marshes, shallow sounds, and notched bays. The result of Early's time down east is his book. It's called The Workboats of Course Sound, and it's an extraordinary collection of writing and photographs of the working boats that watermen, mainly fishermen and shrimpers, have used for the past century in Course Sound. Each little community down there had its own master boat builder, and each crafted his boats just a little bit differently so that the coastal people could look at a Course Sound fishing boat and tell you where and by whom it was built. Early fell in love with the boats and the people who built and operated them. He said, though made of perishable wood, the old work boats of Course Sound are surely one of the glories of the Down East region. They are monuments to some of the best of all human impulses, to work hard, to wrest elegant designs out of stubborn materials, and to craft things of utility and beauty. They are the history keepers, the memory keepers, in a region that is looking to the future. They are compass points for communities seeking a new direction. Well, this new direction is not welcome. Fishing is fast disappearing from down east. Lifelong fisherman Danny Mason explained, "It's hard to find a crew, and the price of fuel is going sky high, and the things we sell it, well, it seems they don't go up much." And John Paul Lewis said it more tersely, "It's all changed, and the fish business is history." Or Alton Chadwick, "You can't get nothing for what you catch no more. All the fish houses are closed now. Everything's gone. You got to go away from here now to get a job, and I'm too old for that." In the little community of Atlantic where Early spent a lot of time, Fulcher's Fish House was the economic backbone of that village, once employing 50 full-time and 50 more seasonal employees, and once processing millions of pounds of fish and crabs and shrimp. It closed in 2007. Well, the working boats that Early photographed so beautifully are disappearing too. Some the victims of old storms and others just abandoned and dismantled. Times change. Early's photographs document, though, and celebrate a way of life that is passing away. And he admires those watermen and their boats even as their way of life disappears. He says, "In retrospect, what may be more significant about the changing economic life of Down East communities today is not that the fishermen are turning to other ways of making a living, but that so many have survived as fishermen for so long." This is D.G. Martin.